We've been discussing a few ideas for gun control in the wake of the massacre on Friday. Some financial ideas, if we can see if we can come up with any. And one that we were talking about earlier this morning was, Rob, an insurance scheme for guns.
Yeah.
How would this work?
Well, first off, it gets around some of the contentious ideas of how to actually limit guns. Because what you're saying is, you're saying, okay, guns have effects. You know, certain people get killed. So you have, like, say, mandatory $1 million coverage, and that goes to compensating the victims.
Right.
And also what it does is it forces every gun owner to have to buy insurance for their weapons. And that does two things. It ensures will have to start to discriminate, and they'll charge higher policies for various
guns. Any insurance policy, say for cars, to say, okay, well, here's someone who's young, who has never really shown they can handle a gun before, we don't know what they're going to do.
A 21-year-old buying a semi-automatic is going to pay a really high price, you know, versus a hunter who's been to safety classes, has, you know, uses a gun, has had it for 40 years without a single problem, probably won't pay very much at all.
Okay, Ren, if we turn this to our legal expert here, Ren, you've been thinking about what this means from the constitutional point of view. So if you put insurance on guns, does it somehow limit the ability to...
Well, that's right. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you say cars, you know, people are required to have insurance because they need to be responsible for the damage they cause. Why shouldn't the same thing be true of guns? Well, of course, there's the Second Amendment, a fundamental right to gun ownership. And although I think a certain amount of insurance would be fine, if you start making it too expensive, you start putting too great a burden on a fundamental right, and you raise a constitutional issue, does it become, in essence, a prohibition on the ownership, at least of certain guns? And you can think of, you know, a poll tax where you are discriminating against a certain people, you're discriminating against the poor, versus their right to vote.
Right.
And there's an argument there, if you're not careful, that could be raised.
So, I mean, has this been tried before? I mean, you mentioned Illinois.
Well, an idea that's been knocking around for, I think, at least 10 years or more.
Right.
Illinois tried to do it, I think, in 2009. Didn't go anywhere. You know, why not? The politics of this, of course, is just unbelievably difficult.